So what do we see here? We see a sort of circular movement in the goddess's promise. First, the Sutra of Golden Light is preached. This nourishes the earth goddess. So nourished, she increases the savour and strength of the earth. And the people who live on the earth therefore become stronger and more prosperous. Because they're stronger and more prosperous, they become happy. Because they're happy, they want to hear the sutra preached. When the sutra is preached, the goddess is nourished. When the goddess is nourished, she makes the earth stronger. And once again, the whole process is repeated. Now, it's not surprising that the goddess's promise should take this circular form, this circular pattern. After all, the goddess is the earth goddess. She is nature. She is even Mother Nature. And nature's activity is essentially seasonal, is essentially cyclical. The earth goddess therefore represents change, mutability, especially cyclical change. She represents the cyclical process of action and reaction between opposites. She is conditioned existence. She is the samsara. She is the wheel of life. However, we're going a little too fast. We'll deal with all that in a minute. We're not yet finished with the chapter, not yet finished with Dridhara's promise. You'll probably have noticed that in the course of her promise, the goddess repeats the circular pattern 3 times. But each time it's repeated on a slightly higher level. At the end of the first repetition, people listen to the Sutra of Golden Light. At the end of the second repetition, they tell others about it. At the end of the third repetition, they develop faith in the 3 jewels. The goddess's head touches the Buddha's feet, touches the feet of the preacher of the Dharma. In other words, the circular movement is not completely circular. The circle is trying to become a spiral. In a sense, it is a spiral, but it is not a true spiral. On the true spiral, the true spiral path, that is to say, progress is irreversible. This spiral is reached when we pass the point of no return, when we achieve stream entry. On the true circle, there's no progress. That is to say, no permanent spiritual progress, no transcendental progress. But in between the two, in between the true spiral and the true circle, comes the section of the path with which we're now concerned. On that section, spiritual progress does take place, but that progress is not irreversible. We can still fall back into the circle, into, that is to say, the true circle, can still fall back into a state in which we simply go round and round without making any progress at all. Now, we may remember from last week that in chapter 7, the great goddess Saraswati promises that the monks, nuns, laymen and laywomen who hold the chief sutras, including the Sutra of Golden Light, will escape from the cycle of existence. But the goddess Dridhara makes no such promise. She can only promise that beings will escape rebirth in the lower realms, that they will be reborn among gods and men, that they will have faith in the 3 jewels. She can't even promise that they will go for refuge. The earth goddess has her limitations. Nature can take us only so far. This is borne out by the remainder of the chapter. After Dridhara has made her promise, the Buddha speaks. He says that those who hear even a single verse of the Sutra of Golden Light will be reborn among the group of 33 gods and other groups of gods. He says those who show honour to the Sutra in various ways will be reborn in heavenly palaces made of the seven jewels. They'll be reborn seven times in each palace, and they'll experience inconceivable heavenly blessings. Dridha then speaks again. She repeats her promise. She prays that beings may continue to hear the sutra, that they may continue to experience inconceivable divine and human pleasures. Finally, she prays that they may awaken to supreme perfect enlightenment. But this is only a prayer. It is not a promise. It's a prayer which she sees as being fulfilled in the infinitely remote future. From the standpoint of the natural order, enlightenment is seen as a far-off divine event, not as a practicable possibility here and now. With this prayer, chapter 10, the chapter on the earth goddess, Dridha, concludes.